So this is X-10, Canto 3, Chapter 16, Parable of the Captain's Dying, he's all cursed by the sages. This is the personality of God that's speaking. Ehi turut mencelorong turut kia menina Tuhan dan Nafka Saranani Sabena Buddha Kapsan di Akta Satat Vishogati Manyakan Ha Manyaka Manyakasta Krahad Prasama Mama Kusanti Adhikam Dhanetu. The Brahmas, the cows, and the defenseless creatures are my own body. Those whose faculty of judgment has been impaired by their own sin look on me as distinct from me. They are just like furious serpents, and they are thankfully torn apart by the bill of the vulture-like messengers of Yamaraj, the superintendent of sinful persons. This is Narayana, Lord Vaikuntha, speaking to the four Kumaras like him. Checked by Jain Kisa, his entry into Jain Kisa. Brahmanas, four Kumaras, and Thomas, and Salto. And Chris, Jain Kisa, so, Rathas is going out of the gate. If I could, go to my immediate response to the gate, Christmas. And he speaks specified parts of you, the Brahmanas, are I myself. You, Brahmanas, both and the cows and the defenseless creatures, are all the Brahmanas. Here's the purport. The defenseless creatures, according to Brahma Samhita, are cows, Brahmanas, women, children, and old men. Of these five, the Brahmanas and cows are especially mentioned in this verse because the Lord is always anxious about the benefit of the Brahmanas and the cows and his patrons. The Lord especially instructs, therefore, that no one should be envious of these five, especially the cows. In some of the Bhagavatam meetings, the word do Hitri is used instead of Duhat, Duhati. But in other case, the meaning is Duhati means cow, and Duhitri can also be used to mean cow, because the cow is supposed to be the daughter of the sun god. Just as children are taken care of by the parents, women in the class should be taken care of by the father, husband, or grown-up son. Who's my helpless? Must be taken care of but with their respective garments. Otherwise, the garments will be subjected to the punishment of the mirage, who is appointed by the Lord to supervise the activity of sinful religious. The assistants or messengers of the mirage come out from here to multitudes. And those who do not execute their respective duties in protecting their reports are compared to servants. Vultures here deal very seriously with servants. And similarly, the messengers of Yamaraj will deal very seriously with neglectful bodies. First client, Yehi Tanur. Tanur, body. Krishna is saying, my body, me, is Brahma. The following three persons of my body. Dvijavaram, that's the best of the Brahmas. Dhukati, is hell, and Bhutani, Alaka, Sharanani, the defensive teachers. These three are Krishna's body, and he said it in verse. Those that think otherwise, it's because their faculty of judgment has been impaired by their own sins. Perception is wrong. And it's true that how the living potency works in the acts of one conditions all days. There's a natural state, that's the state of Krishna consciousness, and in one turns from the attention away from Krishna, then a flash example is given is looking at the sun and turning your back to the sun. When you turn your back to the sun, you see shadow. You don't see light, you see shadow. So in that shadowy condition, not only one does not see things properly, but one sees something, and that something that one sees is mistaken. One misapprehends that. One sees through the filter of the world of nature, the other way is right. Absolute reality, and the absolute reality is Krishna. And all things are in relation to Krishna. But if one blocks out Krishna, then all things have some other identity, and the other identity is some way, this is a facility for my becoming an enjoyer, an object of sense gratification. And if one can go to nature, one sees different objects as useful for sense gratification. The fundamental message of the Bhagavatam that one of the chapters of the verses of the Bhagavatam says that if one sees something, anything, as existing and having value separate from his being, know that to be my ministry to be mine. You see something, the fact or the reality is all things have their relationship with Krishna. And the these dark emotions visiting apart from Krishna, this is not true. And if one sees that thing as having its own value in and of itself, apart from Krishna, this is not true. That's Krishna's delivery of agency, of energy, is not a potency. To be able to see like that is to serve the divine mind. Mahaprabhu allows for the divine, covers the divine, and says in the that things are seen as separate from him. And especially those things that Krishna holds in the dear to him, to see that as separate from him. And they especially think of Mahaprabhu. Those who are very dear to Krishna include the cows. Krishna's your part of life. Go far. Go for that. These cows are very dear. And the Brahmins are very dear to Krishna. Krishna says elsewhere, I consider the Brahmins to be my very self. Of course, if the Brahmins consider themselves to be Krishna, that's a from Krishna's perspective, he values them as much as he values himself and his very self. He's so easy. Brahmins and cows. And it can be interesting, the word in Sanskrit here. Anantha Shadarani Bhutani, living entities that are defenseless. Most creatures have some means of self-defense. Claws or teeth or something. Prickly spine or some means of defending themselves. But a cow is such a creature that they don't have claws, they don't have sharp teeth. They are defenseless creatures. And there are categories of defenseless creatures. Small children, they're defenseless. And old people, they're defenseless. And women, they're requiring protection. These deities can save five. Prabhupada saying that stated in Sri Prabhupada Sanjitana is also stated in many cases. You can divide the complicated first and both persons that will be inspired. All to be given protection. Be given protection because they're the princess. The cows, the brahmins, the elephant, the children. And a culture requires that. And specifically remember the president of Kanyana's speech at the opening of the temple, his the theme of his presentation, with the happiness of the children, and the re-education of our children, the protection of our children, and the protection of our women. A country that does not do these things is best in the so we should do these things. Maybe we could share it with us through the mantra that his wife in particular was keen on these things. I don't think we can still see what he was like. So she has different programs because they realize the school was beginning and they were to impart for the children. And so they were looking for advice from religious organizations, not the internet. So we make a nice decision. Because these are the very same ones that our daily culture expresses. I don't know if it was just politician being serving as a cornerstone of conduct for society to become culture. Culture in a transcendental sense of culture. It's social because the spiritual realities are not in violence. We're not living with children or dollars or cows. It's not our identity. So that's a social organization principle. That spirit souls will have those particular situations of environment that are seeking protection. And the government is seeking protection, but also there's immediate protection givers. The fathers of children, the husbands of wives, the men of society regarding the women with respect, and the cows, and the gardeners. So most of them all, more common are women, children, and elderly, but more on the religious side of even greater importance we're hearing from the people. Reference is being made by the Supreme Court himself to the Dhamma that's been held. This will help establish Christian consciousness in this world. First chapter of Bhagavad Gita, here again, the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, we're hearing the importance of God protection and mental culture. He did a word search in the first chapter, the mental culture. We show up so many times. What does the mental culture mean? We talk about the things of the mental culture. Part of it is, but not the whole picture. Part of this mental culture means respect. And training persons so that they can have the qualities of the Brahman, the mythical culture. Samakalaka Paksho Chan Shantra Rajan Vidisha Yadvijan Asakam. This is not the list, but to train persons to actually be clean, you just take one. Be clean. I get a thing right here today, two gentlemen and Harry will find some areas that he is in and the families and groups, etc. In the kitchen. Clean. Very, very clean. Sushi. And, Astika, religious. Follow very carefully the standards of religion. Yama. By nature, we find, not just by duty, or after reading both our books, a little bit each day, but by disposition, they are such persons of political quality, they're inclined. They do because they're inclined. It's just the nature. They're inquisitive about the absolute truth, and they're cultivated through scripture and through guided study. They're cultivating their intelligence being fixed upon the absolute concerning truth from delusion. The soul and the covenant of the soul are real character from our conditioned tendency. And such mythical culture, another meaning or dimension of mythical culture is understanding in society, developing the understanding that brahmanas are to give spiritual leadership, that is, vision or brain. For example, conventional example is the social body is like this body, it's the head department, the arms department, the torso department and the legs department. And the head department is very important as a function to see and to speak and to have clear thought. And beautiful culture is to value that within society. Because when political culture is in top order, then social life can be in top order. The possibility is there if the administrators and the productive class and the labor class are the indication of the head of society. They're actually qualified God, and God wants our Islam members to be trained to become such first class men. We use that term, first class men. And first class men must become first class at the biblical culture. Becoming strong in rational principles. In practice, this means to become fixed in political culture. To become a Vaishnava means that one is becoming violent. Qualified to be. Qualified to do deity worship. Qualified to perform yajnas. Qualified to teach the message of the Vedas. That's if one is qualified Vaishnava. So, that doesn't happen without training. Because water blood still requires training and purification. And just keep it otherwise. So, Lord Narayana has come to the gate with Jayadeja protecting the non-qualified people and unqualified people in entering. They have determined that Jayadeja is the four Kumaras. They're not devotees yet, and so they're not qualified to enjoy them. In fact, what they did was not wrong. But although what they did was not wrong, their drama became upset. And they let it wrong, but they become upset. The people were angry, they had to become angry. And they weren't yet devoting. So, both Kumaras should have been upset. But then, on the other hand, they were not attracted to anything material. They were rather neutralized. So they had their interest in entering that person was not for material purpose. And we can make an argument on both sides. And their qualification is so great that they actually had become devotees just by smelling the fragrance of the pulsy blood and sandalwood paste anointing the lotus feet of the Buddha, that scent just entering into their nostrils attracted them to the personality of Godhead. Which is the essence of what bhakti is, to become attracted to the personality of God and they want to serve him. So, if these traits of their devotion to the Lord have become awakened, just by coming to the gate to my Kumta, so we can make an argument, they were devotees, they shouldn't have been checked to make their Kumta. And so they were cursed. So, in this confusion that was going on at the gate of the Kumta, when we were cursing the king, he didn't send a messenger. He didn't say, I didn't know about that man. He stopped. And immediately came. I mean, he came swiftly. He came with a guy that grew up with a particular verse. Maybe it's in this section. It said he didn't even fit his shoes. It's terrible. Because the king is such a miracle. Just to address the situation. And he spoke words that were truthful. That, you are so dear to me, I consider you, Mars, Dominus, you my great self. So if you've been offended, then I have been offended. God can get them something for himself. And he took his side of the governments, apparently. And he didn't stick up for his servants. What crazy news here in Diana, but the Archbishop was standing behind people who are doing something for him. The people who are doing something to save someone's in the capital of organizing a Sunday feast to conduct an FBI criminal guilty service in an organization of justice. And somebody, on their opinion, apparently makes a mistake. They didn't bring enough plates, or they didn't, something happened and it should have happened. And somebody would get upset. So, commonly, a leader will show support to the members of their team, so that the team never can support them. But in this case, the Mr. Adams is using Jayan Dijon as he's supporting the other party. Your criticism is fully justified. Your criticism is fully justified. Because the offense is to make you guilty and the offense to me is wrong. Then he uses the metaphor, they, that those who have impaired judgment can see cows, Brahmanas and the contestants as separate from Krishna. Those persons are just like serpents. The serpent that's not mentioned. Serpents are lowly creatures, they're not respected, but no one wants to be around a serpent. You get serpents for most people, and the serpent is pets. Other lonely creatures, you know, that serpents. Not us. And such serpents are torn apart by the sharp beaks of vulture-like birds. The vultures come with a sharp beak, they destroy serpents. And similar to the agents of Yamaraj mentioned in the verse, they destroy the serpent-like person because of their sinful behavior of not properly respecting the cows and Brahmins and the ancient creatures. So they're really punished by the agents of Yamaraj. And this my true hatred for Sri that did this very thing, not properly respected. Really, great for that. Lord Narayana says, I accept the full responsibility. So, in that sense, he's covering for those who are my servants. If there's some blame, it goes to me. If there's some punishment deserving, it goes to me. They're in my service. They made a mistake. Therefore, I take full responsibility for your mistake. Eternal ethic is just the opposite. The person in the leadership position wants to blame everybody else so that they can be blameless. But the fact of the matter is, when I was shown by his own example, if you engage someone in some you have some responsibility. When you take on the assistance of somebody else, if that somebody else makes a mistake, it's your mistake. I think a nice example of this from our leader. taking BHBC with a chain around the thing. After taking chain around the thing, he stopped and said, "Who has made the chain around the thing?" He turned to all the sunglasses and the sunglasses. "Who has made the chain around the thing? Who is responsible for this?" That there was salt in the Chandana from the sugar. And it happened 2 days in a row. So he said the same thing for both days. Who is responsible for this? And there was that answer. They said, "Well, the Pujari is responsible for this." And then, "Get the Pujari. Who is the Chandana?" And Prabhupada said, "You are big, big leaders. This is very natural, you know. Before Baba comes to that, we need to have big, big leaders. You go back to the master time. Standing right in the middle of the Lord, looking at these calls and not these shaking speakers, which can, you're responsible. You give some service to the president, the president gives some service to the head of the jar, and the head of the jar gives some service to the person to make. You're responsible. Because you have delegated some service to them. You're responsible." The next day, there was a problem with the Chandana. He said, "Sure." It's not like Prabhupada was interested in sense gratification, because it is good. He was using it as a principle. If you do take some service, you should do it properly. It's the responsibility of those who give services to others to train the individual and oversee and make sure it's done properly.
How important it is
within social structure that dramas are written about in part. If God is given the property card, they should be qualified drivers, but it says the name of drivers. When they're qualified drivers, to give them the property card, elevates the whole society. Not only make the drivers feel that it's beneficial to the entire society, but as leaders show respect to the drivers, qualified drivers, and that set the standard for all the others who show respect to qualified drivers. And so the drivers are actually qualified. And that is something we should continue to. When the drivers are actually qualified and respect for us there, immediately those who are by respect the other members of the society, they're not doing this. There's no that popular drivers or criminal culture or showing respect to the drivers. And then the drivers can deliver. And they'll be happy to deliver. It's like the cow is happy to deliver when nice people get it. The cow is worth so much more than nicely protected. And the cow is still on the there's a farm community in mid-Pennsylvania, you can operate. Not only was purchased, there was a devotee, Harananda, who was not going to belong to a lot of 13 members of the government, but he was charged with the agriculture, and he did not operate. So here he was, in the middle of the state of Pennsylvania, I got to know that his name was Ron. Fantastic by him. And he felt one of the first things I should do is gain, build a relationship and gain some respectability amongst the other farmers in the state. So he decided that he would enter into the state farm show. I don't know if you have those there or not. But it's we have rodeo love, we have game, we have, you know, midway, and there's things. But they also have livestock shows, horticulture shows, you know, flowers, flowers, and different things. So they have a stock show. And there's competition. And there's certain, you know, horses, and cows, and pigs, and livestock that are on the have prizes for the state. The best in the city. So Harananda entered into the livestock show in competition. And every year, a few years ago, he won first, second, and third prize. So the other farmers were, just eager. Having such a successful care of the cows and cow production. You can take care of them, you can treat them with love and affection. No, it's true. By treating the cow in that way, the cow becomes very healthy, the cow grows very strong, the cow grows so much milk. And the quantity of milk that the cows get from the animals more than double the cows of other farms. And society is not that cool. If a cow feels protected, yields so much, individuals also yield so much, they're starting to protect it. Of course, unfortunately, people can become, can take advantage of that and become complacent. But minus complacency, there's a real feeling of protection and safety and well-being, persons become much more developed. Much, much more developed. In fact, our children that are homeschooled, I don't know if that's made common here, but homeschooled, there's result in children becoming like several years ahead of the other children of their age in their learning skills. One recent example was Nobel President in Hartford. A homeschooled their son. Guy is a simple man. He's not a super Mr. Scholar. He's a DOD person that he needs. He's simply a complicated, sophisticated, highly educated person. He's locally in Brooklyn. He's a very nice person. And his wife. He homeschooled his son. And his son just recently got a full scholarship to Cornell University, one of the leading schools in America. But he's so bright. He's so bright because the things that you learn if you want to learn. When you learn because you want to learn, it's all out of point there. You learn because you've got a whole pile of homework. You want to get an answer in your course or do all your homework. That's good, and it's in your forefront, but to learn because you want to learn, you feel happy about what you're doing. You feel safe, you feel protected, you feel very happy. You're successful. You're almost a scientist. And when dating culture, the social structure is in place properly, you're almost a scientist. The opposite is this competition society. It's really good. The culture is Christian should be pleased. And because we are Christian to be pleased, we feel great. We're in the island. Cancer. And our only thing is Christian. It's just pretty natural. So, that's the first. When our islanders get used about to accept the curse of the Lamar sacrifice because they, the Lamar sacrifice, and my servants, trying to teach them the identity, they're just like servants to be ripped apart by the cultural life agents of the Amish. They should go through the curse of life and suffer. Means that the spiritual world may be true for you.